It's great to be here. Hello, everybody.
Now, the movies kick off around lunchtime today, as per usual, at 1 o'clock. Everything Went Fine, a new release, a drama.
Yeah, so this is a French film. French films tend to do well for us. People are always looking out for them. And it's a bit of a somber piece, but looking at the trailer, it does have elements of humor in it, most definitely. The premise of this film is that a chap in his 80s has a stroke, and there's two daughters. One in particular is focused on this film that sort of rushed to the hospital, and he realizes his predicament and decides that he wants to end it all. So the film, as dark as it sounds, check the trailer, it looks a lot lighter, is about his relationship with his daughters, going back over the past, but also working out how they're going to execute his wishes, excuse the pun. It's very heartfelt. It's very nicely and sympathetically done. And if you love your French films, it is top-notch. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, well, my dad had a stroke.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he would have had another one, but Mum pushed his hand away. As my boss says jokingly, that's a very creative way to resign, Mark. Talking of French movies, of course, it was Bastille Day yesterday.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit out of touch with my French friends, but happy Bastille Day to all of you out there.
Indeed. Now, you've got Elvis, the new release, the biopic. This, I'm looking forward to. I haven't seen it yet, but you know one thing, if Baz Luhrmann's involved, style with a capital S.
Yeah, look, I've only seen snippets of this, and this film sells itself. I mean, the timing of it is incredible, considering the exhibition in Bendigo. But this film is being screened many, many, many times throughout this month, starting tonight at 8 p.m. It is 8 p.m. And it is definitely one that you must book for, because the sessions are already selling out. So if you want to see it for the first time, second, third, fourth, fifth time, then really you must call or get online to starcinema.org.au to book, because some of the sessions we've already sold out the ground floor, and we're looking into the balcony. There will be more sessions in August, but don't delay, and please do book, because we don't want to have any disappointment out there.
Yes, indeed. All right. Now, Minions, The Rise of Gru. This is the, of course, big hit new one, the animation adventure comedy. It is, from all reports, a very, very good little movie.
Yeah, look, I don't know this world at all. I'm not big on animation, but I know that this is very much an institution, the Minions, so much so that I've heard that there are... There's a sort of short movement called the Gentle Minions, who apparently there's a bunch of young Turks that are going out there in tuxedos to go to this film to just show how serious and important this cultural movement is. I guess Minions, if you know Minions, you know it. If you don't, go and look it up. It is classic modern-day animation, full of drama, full of action, full of comedy. I'm sure it'll be fun and a great thrill ride for the ages.
And Cinetopia, 9 to 5, the 1980 comedy. Of course, 9 to 5, the stage show on in Melbourne, I think, at the moment.
Well, that was not by design that we programmed that this month, but it's a film that I've been wanting to screen for a while now. It's a classic 80s film. Obviously, you've got your Dolly Parton, Lily Tomlin, and Jane Fonda, among others. And it is just, it's an absolute classic. It's a very, very early statement in, rights for women and certainly in the workplace. It's hilariously funny. I saw it again recently, and it's definitely something worth seeing on the big screen. So you know the film. Come and see it and laugh with a whole bunch of other people.
Chambers Bar, have a bevy before movie, organise some food, but good idea to book. You're really sort of creating the whole sensory experience down there now.
Yes, well, absolutely. This is the relocation of the City of Gastronomy to Eagle Hawk.
Yeah, good luck with that.
One at a time.
Okay, all right. Yeah, one small step and bit by bit take over the world, okay?
Exactly.
All right, listen, have a great week, and we'll chat next week, Martin. Thank you.
I look forward to that. Thanks a lot.